Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Were you worried? Were you worried that I wasn't going to be here? I don't take holidays off. The only holidays I take off are Thanksgiving. Now, this point in my career. I didn't used to take Thanksgiving off for the longest time. And Christmas. Every other holiday, you can always assume that I will be here in studio because I would rather trade a regular weekday morning rush hour commute for a holiday morning commute every single day of the week and seven times on Sunday. And so here I am. And also, have you noticed, maybe you have, I've probably noticed more than you have simply because it's my business, but have you noticed that pretty much every holiday has some sporting event that's closely associated with it? And so I don't mind working holidays, even though this is not necessarily a day off. This Monday, President's Day, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, their birthdays that we celebrate. It's not necessarily a day off for everyone. We'll be here to usher your Sunday night and weekend, put it behind you and on into the holiday weekend or the holiday Monday, excuse me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We are in the same old studio, the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Coming up in 15 minutes, we will head to Charlotte, North Carolina to talk about the NBA All-Star festivities. I'd like to know if you watched. I'm interested to know if you watched or what part of All-Star festivities you watched if you were tuned in on TNT at any point over the last several days. Charlotte did a good job hosting the NBA All-Star weekend. And there were some highlights, some moments that I'll remember. I always enjoy the long-distance shootout. And my favorite part, other than the Steph Curry hitting 10 in a row to wrap up the semifinals and his spot in the finals, or however they do it. I don't know if it's actually semifinals and finals. But the favorite part for me was seeing the old guys out there. Mark Price and Del Curry and Glenn Rice. It was so much fun. And Ray Allen, who looks like he could still play today. Holy cow, is he not in incredible shape? So it was a lot of fun to see the old timers out there on the court for the long distance shootout. I thought that was fun. And I also realized there are refs out there. I wondered aloud, quote unquote, on social media, were those actual NBA refs? They need them so desperately out there in the middle of NBA All-Star weekend, just in case a player may have his toe on the line. Is that going to disqualify him with a shot? That kind of made me laugh and then roll my eyes. So there were some moments that I enjoyed for the NBA All-Star festivities while they were in Charlotte. And then there were some that I didn't watch. It's a big party. It's turned into the place to be, so to speak. And it comes in a nice void this year, specifically in the sports calendar. And so the NBA, while it did not have the entire stage to itself, certainly consumed a good portion of the weekend's headlines in sports. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Got a special question to throw out there for you tonight, but I would love to hear, at least at this point, how much you paid attention to NBA All-Star weekend. And like I said, there were a couple of moments that I'll remember, so we'll get to some of the reaction. It was interesting to hear Anthony Davis talk about his future as much as he can. Now, he obviously doesn't know where he'll be playing basketball or when the Pelicans might trade him to a new franchise. It was interesting to hear him admit that this whole thing is pretty much out of his hands.
I'm going to go play for that team. I mean, I have no control of that. You know, my job is to play basketball no matter where I am, and, you know, that's all I'm going to go out there and do. When that time comes, you know, like I said, I'm going to be a free agent in 2020, you know, 2021, and I'm going to test free agency. But no matter where I get shot, I just want to play basketball, you know, and that's what I'm going to do.
Yet another warning shot from Anthony Davis. It was tucked in there. Between the I have no control and I just want to play basketball and I'll go wherever I'm traded, I'm going to test the free agent market in 2021. So buyers beware. Anthony Davis is still planning to test the free agent market even if he gets traded to one of the four teams that was leaked as his favored destinations. And so he is not going to be a guarantee. He's not going to be a lock. He's not going to be the future of your franchise unless you end up signing him to another deal in 2021. Because he is not planning to sign any type of long-term extension after he gets traded. Now, that could always change. That's not what he's planning to do at this point. But I like the fact that it was tucked in there. Hey, I'll go wherever they send me. I just want to play basketball. And oh yeah, I'm going to test the free agent market in 2021. So take that, Pelicans. Interesting as well, the Pelicans just made a move in their front office, right? So maybe you saw this note, maybe you didn't. But they actually fired Dell Demps right after the trade deadline, and now it's Danny Ferry who's in charge at this point in time. On February 17th, going into February 18th, he's in charge. That could easily change. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. So we had NBA All-Star Weekend again. We'll head to Charlotte coming up in 10 minutes. The debut of one of my best friends on the show. I'm very excited about this. He was the voice of the NBA All-Star Weekend on ESPN Radio. So my former colleague and now the number one guy for the NBA on radio, he's going to join us coming up in 10 minutes. The other big stories from the weekend, the second Saturday-Sunday back-to-backs of the AAF. I got to be honest. Now, I didn't spend a lot of time on social media this weekend. I was enjoying my bum weekend. I'm sure you all can relate and identify, but every now and then to have a weekend with no schedule is pretty sweet. Well, I shouldn't say the whole weekend with no schedule. Saturday with no schedule. Be still, my beating heart. And steak. So no schedule and sleep and steak. It was so good. Anyway, I didn't spend every waking minute on social media like is required when there are big sports weekends or specifically NFL weekends. But it did seem as though the buzz over the AAF had died down significantly. Now, I'm not suggesting nobody cares. I'm not going there. I'm just telling you that we knew this would happen because the games went from being on CBS. There was a game on CBS, two of them actually, depending on where you were. And then they moved to TNT, CBS Sports Network, and NFL Network. And since it's out of season, NFL Network is not getting nearly the kind of traffic that it does during the regular season and during the playoffs. You certainly have diehards. But it's not the same. And it wasn't the same buzz as the debut. I watched a little bit. I felt like teams were in a better rhythm and groove, which is want to happen. We see that in the NFL as well. But the second weekend of the AAF, coinciding with the big football news from the weekend, which really dwarfed anything that happened on the field with the Alliance, is that Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reed settled their collusion grievance against the NFL. And we'll talk about some of the implications. I did a bunch of reading. There is going to be, well, I shouldn't say there is there is going to remain this confidentiality and the shroud around it, because you never know. There could be some leaks. However, there are penalties associated with any type of leaks in this case, including the attorneys who could be disbarred if they turn out to be the source of any leaks. So maybe it takes years. Maybe we never know. But Kaepernick and Reed settled their grievance against the NFL, and it's been sealed as a confidential end to this collusion case. So that was the big football news over the weekend. And we can talk about the various reasons why or your reaction to that. It was also the start, or I should say the drop of the green flag on the Daytona 500 and the NASCAR season. And this is one of my favorite Sundays of the year because I love NASCAR. I don't get to watch it, follow it, talk about it nearly as much anymore. And there are a few reasons for that. Number one, the sport has fallen off the map. It used to be the number two spectator sport in the country. Going back a decade, 11, 12 years ago, it was at the height of its popularity. The races would get massive ratings, and it was full of superstars, household names. A lot of things happened. The sport became too expensive for a lot of fans when the market crashed in 2009, and you had less dispensable income for families. In fact, that's why my family and I ultimately gave up our season tickets. We had tickets to two tracks, Pocono and Talladega, and it just became too much to travel and to keep those tickets or to try to sell them if we didn't have the opportunity to go. And the sport itself is expensive. And then NASCAR started changing everything. They added the playoffs, which was a cool element. But the format can be confusing, and for people who don't follow the sport all the time, it seems like they've changed the format a dozen times since they put in the playoffs. So the chase for the cup was a cool element, but it's really hard to understand how drivers qualify for it. And then they added stages, and so it's not actual racing anymore now. It seems more fabricated and contrived. And then lastly, and most importantly, a lot of the big names, not all of them, but a lot of the household names, have since retired and walked away from the sport, or they've gotten out from behind the wheel and now they participate in other areas, but they're not driving. So Jeff Gordon, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Tony Stewart, Matt Kenseth, Carl Edwards, Danica Patrick. I could go on and on and on about the number of drivers that have retired and left the sport not completely devoid of stars, but in a precarious situation where you're depending on newbies, young guys to carry the sport. And very often their inexperience leads to big problems on the track, which is what we saw in the final 20 laps of Daytona that took an hour and 20 minutes. An hour and 20 to 25 minutes for the last 20 laps of Daytona. It was brutal. And I know a lot of people stuck around because I heard from you on social media. But I know a lot of you did not, because I heard from you on social media as well. So we'll talk about the Daytona 500, again, one of my favorite Sundays of the year, as well as the settlement of the collusion case with Colin Kaepernick. Incidentally, we were just talking about him our last show. We've got the latest on the Harper and Machado contract offers, but straight ahead, we'll head to Charlotte, wrapping up, clearing up the confetti after NBA All-Star Weekend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
It's an amazing weekend being back in Charlotte and pretty much everything I imagine it to be. Having my family, friends, people I grew up with kind of come out and celebrate how influential and important Charlotte is to me and my entire family. So obviously ending up tonight playing in the All-Star game here is very surreal and one I'll remember for a very long time despite the missed shots and the loss, for sure.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Is anyone going to remember that Steph Curry was 4 of 17 from downtown? Ah, pshaw. It's an all-star game. There's at least another 175 points, despite all of his misses. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, the Currys take Charlotte. That was the theme for NBA All-Star Weekend 2019. And with all the confetti now settling and the Currys, I guess, dispersing back to everywhere that they're from, we can look back on what was with one of my favorite people in the entire world. Mark Kestisher is the voice of the NBA on ESPN Radio, and he and I are former colleagues, and this is our first radio interview together since I left the network. It's so good to have you.
I can't believe it's been so long. Good morning from Charlotte, where I think the parties are just dying down.
It's not your morning.
I am safely in the hotel.
That's good to hear. So how did you like Charlotte as a host?
I thought it was a fine host. I've only been down here a few times over the last few years, mostly for football, not for Charlotte Hornets basketball. And they put on a good show. You know, it's a small city. Everything took place within probably 6 or 7 blocks. It was kind of fun this morning. I was walking, and I kept hearing people cheering, and I was like, what's going on? And
they were cheering for you?
They weren't cheering for me, unfortunately. But I said, what's going on? It's like a pickup basketball game, and I realized it was Nikola Vucevic was doing some kind of clinic in an outdoor basketball court, and those are the kind of things beyond you know, the skills competition on Saturday and the rookie game on Friday and the All-Star game tonight that's going on all over Greater Charlotte, including the Currys, who seem to be everywhere this weekend, whether they're building homes or putting on clinics, going to schools. That's kind of the behind-the-scenes stuff that the NBA does every year. That's you know, that's really cool when you go into all the different communities, and Charlotte finally got its opportunity this weekend.
So you and I texted throughout the weekend of various events that were taking place. What are some of the special elements that you'll remember from this particular All-Star Weekend?
Well, I'm always seem to remember the stuff in arena because I feel like I'm bound in the hotel, whether I'm prepping for the games or the competitions or just watching college basketball or the NHL or golf or whatever, you know, is going on to bide my time. I think the three-point contest will probably be the most memorable for me, you know, with Steph Curry being in it and, you know, the way Joe Harris kind of came out of nowhere and won it. I was actually entertained by the game tonight. Now, I have to call every basket, so I'm kind of
I can't believe you're still awake.
Yeah, it's my job. I was on my third tank of oxygen. Fortunately, that's all I had. You know, anytime you could have the close game, and I think in this game it was about 7 minutes to go, I remember calling a trap on Steph Curry near half court, and it was like, whoa, we have defense for the first time. And you got the sense that all of a sudden they realized, you know, a little extra money was on the line, and they went for it. So those are probably the two things for me is we had a close game, we had a big comeback. I know it doesn't mean anything, but it was entertaining to me, and I love the three-point contest. I love even the opportunity to try to call a three-point contest amongst all the madness, and those will be the two things I'll take away.
He's the voice of the NBA on ESPN Radio, not just All-Star Weekend, but throughout the season and the postseason. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence and Mark Kestisher from Charlotte. Were there any signs of the drama in the NBA? So the Anthony Davis situation, the Kevin Durant constantly getting questions about his future. Any of those dramatic stories inject themselves into Charlotte?
Yeah, I think the Anthony Davis story, you know, didn't go away. Anthony really hadn't addressed it to the national media, and so everyone knew he was going to be here, and I guess he had to quote-unquote face the music. And, you know, you've read or heard his responses, which, you know, don't really close the story. And in some cases, when he mentioned that, you know, the Celtics are still on the list or there's 29 teams on the list, he may have even expanded the story a little bit. So that's going to follow him the rest of this year until a trade goes down in the off season. You know, with Kevin Durant, even though he doesn't want to talk about his future, you know, down these final, you know, couple of months of the regular season and into the postseason, there's going to be more national writers that are following, and he's just going to have to deal with that as well. So, you know, the NBA has become a a story-driven league. Usually it's what connects it from the end of the season to the beginning of the following season, but it seems to be hitting in the middle of the season during games as well. And there was no doubt that was all on display here as well.
You know, one of the things that I enjoyed was seeing the old-timers on Saturday night with their long-distance shootout. So, Del Curry, Mark Price, Ray Allen, who looks like he could still play.
Yeah.
Glenn Rice was also out there, too. And then it dawned on me that pretty soon, Dirk Nowitzki and Dwayne Wade are going to be part of that that old-timer crew. How cool was it to have them be honored in Charlotte?
That, you know, it was really special, and I can't believe I'm going to kick myself for not saying that's the third thing I'm going to take away from Charlotte. And maybe it's number one, because Dirk, first of all, I didn't think he'd get all 25 balls off the rack Saturday night, and he did. And then tonight he comes in and takes three shots, all three-pointers, and makes them all. I mean, it was really cool to see for a guy who was really not playing that much, you know, for Dallas this year, and to get one more chance to be on this stage and deliver, you know, as he did. And the same thing for Dwayne Wade. And both of them are great gentlemen in the league. You know, a lot of times people ask me, is it easy to deal, you know, with the big-name talent in the NBA when you have to do interviews or get information? And I can't think of two guys that have been easier to work with who are, you know, completely honest, great conversationalists, well-spoken, and have always seemed to do the right thing. And so for those two guys to... you know, in between the third and fourth quarters, you know, they gave them a jersey at the court. Both teams came out for a picture. And then you look around the front row and, you know, you see guys, you know, like Bill Russell and Magic Johnson and Dr. J, all, I mean, royalty of the NBA. Mm. It's what the NBA does best, you know, amidst all the skills competitions and games that don't count, is how they bring in all their history. And, you know, they always celebrate it really well.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the royalty. There's this natural partnership between not just the NBA and its present as well as its past, but also it seems like this particular weekend draws in celebrities from music and entertainment. We heard the story of LeBron James asking Mike Malone if they could go watch the halftime performance instead of being in the locker room, and he said, fine, as long as you play defense in the second half. And so there's this natural draw between the two industries. So who were some of the coolest celebrity sightings?
You know what's funny is, and yes, I agree with your sentiment, and I love that Mike Malone quote because that's so him. You know, it's like a personal affair. Front that nobody plays defense, and any coach who comes to the All-Star games, I work with PJ Carlissimo all the time, it drives him crazy that nobody even tries to play defense. And I'm kind of ducking your musical question because I am now feeling so old. I am going to embarrass
myself. There could be any celebrities. Like, for instance, I saw Gabrielle Union. So yes. What celebrities did you see?
Well, I saw Spike Lee. So, again, that means I'm old.
You're Dirk Nowitzki's age.
there was an actor, and I don't know his name.
Oh, no. This is a bad question for you.
Yeah, no, this is, you know me. This is a terrible question. J. Cole, who was the halftime act and who was one of the props for Dennis Smith Jr., because they're both from Fayetteville, North Carolina. I'm going to embarrass myself. I don't know anything about him.
You know what this reminds me of? That whole bit between Dirk Nowitzki and Luka Doncic, who were going back and forth on Name That Tune, and Luka kept laughing every time Dirk remembered or knew the names of songs from like the 80s and 90s.
Oh, yeah. Look, it has nothing to do with music of today. If you know me, and I know you know me, when I'm in the car, I'm listening, when I'm not listening to sports radio, the 70s channel or the Beatles channel. So anything that's been released after, you know, 1979 with, you know, the exclusion of a few hair bands from the 80s, I don't know who you are.
Unabashedly, Mark Kestisher from ESPN Radio with us here after hours, CBS Sports Radio. All right, so back in your wheelhouse then, fine.
Please.
You guys do a series of interviews, you and PJ Colosimo, and I mean, you have a cast and crew of thousands, right? So you do a series of interviews on Saturday. Who were some of your favorite NBA players to talk to, maybe because of their personality or how they interacted, or maybe some of the scoop that they gave you?
Ooh, you know what? I don't know if our interviews were hard-hitting enough for scoop, but I will say that Kyle Lowry from the Toronto Raptors consistently is one of my favorite interviews year in, year out. I mean, he's just a great guy to talk to. He's a guy that stuff, it wasn't given to him. He was not an all-star for his first, 8 years. He's been an all-star 5 years in a row. You know, just talking about the issues that the Raptors have had in the postseason the last few years. He'll take it head on. I love talking to him about DeMar DeRozan, who's coming up to Toronto to open the second half on Friday night. And, you know, how cool that's going to be. And the fact that they still, I don't know if they speak, but they text every day. He might have said they speak every day. Like, they are incredibly tight, those two. And I think for three All-Star games, we had them both together. We don't do a lot of combo interviews, but, I mean, they really are like frickin' frack. I mean, they're always together. They have great stories from the road. So I always love talking to Kyle Lowry. We also had a chance to speak with Adam Silver. That was good. You know, just talking about Charlotte and the Currys and the Anthony Davis situation. And then I also threw in my personal favorite, which is maybe to shift around All-Star Saturday night and maybe finish with the three-point shooting contest.
There you go. You were making suggestions to the commish?
Of course, he shot me down. Like, well, the ratings show that it's strongest when the dunk contest is on. Now, of course, I didn't have my facts in front of me. I don't let the facts get in the way of a good story, but he delivered them. But he did say, you know, they're always open to interpretation, and, you know, he reserved the right to maybe make a shift.
Very cool. And there's some pictures on your Twitter as well, including you in your teal shirt.
Nobody noticed, but I'm glad you did.
No, I see it. Well,
I have a shirt that it's very electric blue. I call it teal. I wore it a few weeks ago in Houston, and Mike Breen was doing the ABC version of our game. And the first thing he said to me was, "Is that cotton candy?" To which I was like, no, it's teal. And I'm wearing it at All-Star because it is Charlotte Hornets teal. And I was very proud to bring it here to Charlotte, and not one person on my crew nor anybody I walked by mentioned one breath of it. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful. It's very bright and it pops.
You know me.
Yes, it pops.
I got no style. I don't
Stop
know any
it.
Music past 1980. And I'm just a general mess, but I love the NBA.
I was going to say, I can't help you with the music part. lots of good pictures on Mark's Twitter, at Mark Kestisher. So it's M-A-R-C. I had to learn that early. We met my very first day at my previous network, so we've been friends now for a long time.
Syracuse in common.
Yeah, that's true. And big voices in common as well.
That's true. We were often
golf,
told.
Golf in common.
Off air in regular life. Like, why do you talk so loud? Two peas in a pod.
Yes, but that's a compliment, I think, now.
Yeah, battery just wear headphones for too many hours every day.
So he's the voice of the NBA on ESPN Radio. You can hear him the rest of the season into the playoffs. It's great to have a couple minutes. I cannot believe you're still awake, but I know part of you did this just for me, so thank you.
That's right. I'll have plenty of time to sleep on the flight home tomorrow.
Thank you, Mark. Good to talk to you.
Let's do this more often.
Yes! Hear that?
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Here's Curry with a high bounce pass.
Okay, boy, I'm waiting for you, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
If you're going to rant and rave, well, you might as well rant and rave about this incredible Steph Curry. Well, it was an alley-oop, but at the time, maybe you didn't realize that it was going to a Giannis that was going to leap 50 feet into the air with the greatest of ease. He looked like he had superpowers when he leapt up over the top of the rim and jammed that ball down. So a really cool moment that you hear on TNT and that maybe you saw, or maybe you've seen the highlights of since. The NBA All-Star Weekend wrapping up in Charlotte on Sunday night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. For a lot of you who did not pay any attention to All-Star Weekend, I appreciate that you're weighing in with our poll. Not only do we have one on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter, but you're blowing up my Facebook page. Aren't you guys supposed to be off? Like, you're supposed to be sleeping, you're supposed to be hanging out, doing whatever it is you do when you have a day off. I mean, you're blowing up our Facebook page just to tell us that you watched none of the All-Star festivities. Ha ha. So you can check that out on either Twitter or Facebook, and I'd love to hear from you. Always good to have you along with us when we're talking about a holiday weekend. And I know we very often have different affiliates who are checked in, but we also end up having different listeners who are out of their regular routines. And so if you're one of those and you're brand new to the show or you don't hear the show very often, send me a tweet and let me know where you're listening from, A-Law Radio. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's brought to you toll-free by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. If you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, you can get it all at geico.com. So we'll let you hear from Anthony Davis coming up because, as Mark Kestisher mentioned when he joined us a few moments ago, one of the big stories of All-Star Weekend was definitely this drama surrounding Anthony Davis. He did not get traded at the deadline. However, he still has his future that's hanging in the balance now, and the Pelicans are in control, but he's also firing that warning shot over the wall and saying, I will not be signing a long-term extension. I will be testing the free agent market in 2021, which is when his current deal expires. So we had that storyline coming out of Charlotte, and we'll let you hear from Anthony Davis next hour in a special brow edition of Bite Me. The brow bites me. No, that sounds really bad. Don't. We should cut that out of the podcast, actually. Oh, dear. Good thing it's a holiday and nobody's listening. So there were some other moments that I really liked. Certainly having Dirk Nowitzki and Dwayne Wade be honored by this current group of All-Stars, of which they have been apart for so long. And now we're the elder statesmen, so to speak. It was really neat, not only to see them get special jerseys, and certainly that's been a theme of Dwayne Wade's final year, but also to have all of their colleagues, right? Because these are coworkers, right? Recognize how special this moment is and what they've meant to the NBA.
I'm excited about it. You know, I think the stars align perfectly, you know, with obviously the commissioner, you know, allowing myself and Dirk to be here, but, you know, LeBron being the captain. And picking me on this team, it was a perfect ending to you know, me and his careers that are together like this as competitors, as teammates, and you know, obviously as friends. So it's cool.
So that was one moment, one exchange, and piece of this All-Star Weekend that I definitely appreciated. I also liked the fact that Paul George was doing his best James Harden impression. And so, if you missed this, this is kind of fun to find on social media. He was doing all these step back threes over the top of James Harden. Now, Harden wasn't playing defense and wouldn't have been playing defense anyway. That's not his game, but it's also the All-Star Weekend. But it was kind of fun to see him do the James Harden move over the top of James Harden. And then afterwards, he said this. And then he was asked specifically about the step backs. Who was guarding me? And the reporter tells him, James. And Paul George responds with, I hit him with his bleep. I've got that in my package too. Ain't no travels. So, lest you think these guys aren't paying attention to what else is happening in the NBA or looking at maybe the number of free throws that one player gets, the number of calls that one guy gets versus the number of calls that maybe don't go that particular player's way. It's kind of funny that Paul George unleashes that. There ain't no travels. I hit him with his own bleep. So that was something else that made me laugh. Let's see. The Giannis experience was cool too. So not just the big dunk that you heard with Steph Curry, but he had 38 points. I mean, this is a guy who seemingly is effortless up and down the court. He's so athletic and so explosive, and he's just so much fun. For him to be a captain, now his team was up 20 points but ended up losing. I think it's pretty obvious that he would have been the MVP if not for the fact that his team lost in the fourth quarter. But he had 38 points to go along with 11 rebounds and 5 assists, and it may be serving notice that this year he and his team are a huge force to be reckoned with in the postseason. And I know this is a brief respite. It's a chance now for teams to break up and take take their time away from each other and get refreshed and recharged and look ahead to what is the stretch run, essentially, because the All-Star break is late, right? And so you've got teams now with 25 games left. So we're well past the midway point. We're talking about two-thirds of the season already behind us. And so this break, while many players and teams limped to it, they now know that they can recharge and they've got major motivation with playoffs right in front of them for these last few weeks of the regular season. And so it was cool to see him on this stage as a captain, of course. Wouldn't call it a coming out party because he's been here. But the Bucks need to make noise in the playoffs. So people say to me all the time, why are the Bucks considered underdogs? Why don't people take the Bucks seriously? Well, I think you do in the regular season, but you've got to be able to do it on the playoff stage. Once Giannis and the Bucks can make some major noise in the playoffs, well, then everything changes. Then the narrative around the Greek Freak and the Milwaukee Bucks changes. And so I think that if in case you forgot that he's roaming the paint, not to mention the entire 94 feet of the floor in Milwaukee, and that he's a force to be reckoned with, this was a fun reminder. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Kevin Durant ends up with the MVP, 31 points for him in the big rally, 7 rebounds, 2 assists.
It's all sweet to me. I mean, it's hard to rank. You know, everything is special. But it's cool to be out there with some of the best players that ever played a game. And to win an MVP in front of my family and friends is pretty sweet, so. I just try to keep racking them up, I guess.
Well, does he sound happy to you? It's all sweet to me. What? Wait a minute. Is this the other Kevin Durant? The alter ego? Who are you? And what have you done with Kevin Durant? So KD was LeBron James' first pick when he selected his all-star roster. And it's probably a good thing LeBron had him.
Put me on the floor. I love to compete. I'm a competitor no matter what it is. You know, I was competing to see if I can get to this table first. Did anybody come here before me?
No.
See what I'm talking about? See y'all the second half of the season.
Well, who's the reporter who jumps in and says, no, no, Mr. James, no, King LeBron, says it like literally within a nanosecond of LeBron asking the question. No, 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 you were first, sir.
No.
No. I mean, he was quick. Unless it wasn't a reporter and it was a plant. And so LeBron had put someone into the audience so that he could get that quick response right when he asked the question. But that would be way too much work. So I'm going to say there's some reporter hanging on his every word.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.